This rocks is like the old folks say, wherever there's a little smoke, there's some fire. That Sherry Shepherd might be leaving the Ville.
You know, it is so heartbreaking to even hear it, but Gary, I just want to say it is a rumor. There is nothing definite about it. I interviewed Sherry a few months back. We both were at the Zumba convention. And, you know, it's so weird that I asked her, hypothetically, if it was to happen, did it ever cross her mind? And you heard the answer last night. You know, she says she does think about it every day, but the first person that does know is Barbara Walters. But it's just a rumor as of right now. You know, we don't have no definite answer. But, you know, once I find out, I'm going to let you know.
Exactly. I heard she's been looking into various roles, honey. She's been doing a lot of extra work, child. She knows sometimes Miss Walters will smile, but, baby, get you later. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Girl, what's going on with Wendy Williams? Now, she's supposed to be doing something with the Power Women in New York. She's on a list or something?
That's right. That's right. Entertainment Tonight came up with a list of powerful women in New York City. And, of course, you cannot not deny Wendy Williams' voice being one of the powerful voices in New York City. So I got to have a really candid interview with Wendy Williams. She talks about everything, her love life. When you hear who her celebrity crush is, you are going to die. You're going to gag. I'm telling you, it is crazy. No holds barred. Wendy just spoke out and told us the truth about just relationships, her marriage, how she feels about turning 50. And once again, you have to listen just to hear who her celebrity crush is, because she totally threw me off guard with that one.
Well, he better not be bigger than Kevin, honey, because, honey, I'm sure her husband Kevin probably wouldn't like that, and it better just be a crush.
He was in the pocket.
Okay. Now, the Transformers. Now, is it true now? So, Roxy, are you going to be on the new Transformers 4? Are you going to be in the movie, or are you just interviewing somebody?
You know, it feels like I'm in a new Transformers 4 because I stalked them all the way from Detroit to Hong Kong. Gary, I was in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Oh, Lord.
Hong Kong.
Everybody ain't able.
It was such a great experience, and I love the freaking flyer miles because I'm going to take advantage of it during the holidays. But Hong Kong was amazing, and I got to hang out with Mark Wahlberg, Michael Bay, and this is what the special thing is about our coverage with Transformers 4. We are the only show that has been invited on set, so I'm the one taking you backstage, back scenes, and seeing most of the big explosions before it even comes on the big screen.
Wow. All right. Now, okay, so Roxy, tell me, girl, what you going to wear to the American Music Awards?
Let's see. When I figure it out, I'm going to let you know.
Well, let
but, honey,
know.
I'm going to try to hide my goodies because, I ain't got a body like J-Law to be showing everything.
Make sure it's fly because Gary is a low-down scoundrel. He'll talk about you real bad and then be your friend smiling in your face. He dogged me out last night about some jeans I had on in front of all these people. I felt so bad.
Girl, Roxy,
you know,
those jeans.
Gary, my record's been okay lately. I think I've been doing all right.
Yeah,
right?
Girl, you had a B, honey. You had a B. You're going to get to an A in a minute. I can feel it in my spirit, Roxy. I can feel it.
If you ain't give me an A yet, that's because you hating low-key.
Okay, you got an A, girl. You got an A, honey. Well, Roxy, thank you so much, girl, for popping in, honey. And, you know, I'll be in touch with you. You be in touch, y'all. And y'all don't forget, you could watch and hear Roxy every night on Entertainment Tonight, y'all. That's Roxy Diaz on Entertainment Tonight. Now, the color today, that's one of my favorite colors. My color today is Cotton Eye Joe. On the high end, you say Cotton Eye Joe. And on the low end, say Mint Green. That's your color for today.
Hey, thank you, Roxy, for coming on. Appreciate you.